Hi, everyone. This is Carmen.
And Christina.
And we are back. This is Novelas con Cafecito, by the way.
Yes, that is us, Novelas con Cafecito. And we're back with episode 70 of Teresa.
Yeah.
Carmen watched it months ago.
I did. I watched it months ago.
I think a couple months. Yeah.
Yeah. But I have my notes and I even wrote a summary.
Oh my God. And I just watched it, but I have no notes. So it's like the perfect combination.
Yeah. In this episode, Teresa and the profe make up and she secures the bag even further by becoming a socia in his firm. Ruben continues to be abusive to Esperanza while she tries to get on with her life. Mariano and Aida continue their relationship while Aurora opens up to Martin with a secret she's never shared with anyone.
Beautiful.
I can't believe I wrote like a good summary like that. Wow.
That like covered everything.
So yeah, this episode starts off with Fernando telling Profe that he has an unresolved problem with Paloma. And he asks the Profe why he believes Paloma over Teresa. And then he just goes on to compliment Teresa like again and over and over again. And
compliment her a little too much.
Yeah, it's weird.
Really should have been a red flag.
Right? Because, so he says, he tells the profe that if he doesn't value her, another man will. And I was like, oh, he's talking about himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Teresa are having breakfast. They just talk about the hardships of being a couple in a marriage and like setting differences aside. And Teresa's like, no.
Yeah. Doña Juana's like, my husband wanted bread. I wanted tortillas. He liked, I don't know, walks on the beach and I like the city. Like, just like these little tiny differences. And that's not what Teresa's fight was.
And Teresa's like, it's not the same. And she's right. It's not.
Yeah, not at all. He humiliated her in front of her ex, the love of her life, and his dad.
Yeah. And then Refugio comes in. Teresa is like, ahora que me vas a reclamar. And it's like, well, of course, because that's all Refugio does.
That is all Refugio does.
Refugio, yeah, she's like, I don't know if she's asking her if she tells her, I don't remember, but she's like,
I'm just here to ask you why you had sex with Mariano if you weren't married. And it's like, it's old. It's already happened. Like, who gives a shit, Refugio? God.
It's like when our mom found out that like a year later that we had boyfriends and we weren't allowed to have boyfriends and she still got mad at us. And I was like, it's in the past.
Wow, I don't remember that.
Get out, because let me tell you, this is the G version of what happened.
Yeah, I blocked out whatever resulted from that. I don't remember. Other than her ignoring us,
we don't
maybe
need to rehash it on Mother's Day.
No, you're right. You're right. Because, yeah, we're recording this on Mother's Day. It was worse. Okay, no, let's not go into it.
Right. It just reminded me of that because it's like, who cares?
Yeah, it's in the past. Yeah, what are you going to do? You can't undo it.
Yeah. So Refugio is being a bitch, like always. Next, it goes to Ruben. And he... Oh, so I guess Ruben and Mariano have like a confrontation?
Yeah, he's at the hospital. And...
Oh, okay.
Ruben, I don't know why Ruben, I think Ruben is just looking for Esperanza and he's there. He sees Mariano.
He's just stalking Esperanza. Oh,
I think so. Because he sees Mariano go into his office and then he follows him into the office and he's like, why are you telling Aida stuff about me? Blah, blah, blah.
So, yeah, he tells Mariano that Aida is going to stop seeing him. And Mariano's like, I just told her the truth. And then Mariano tells Ruben, what if I told her the truth that you told Esperanza that you were separated from Mayra and that she was dying of cancer? Mariano's like, stay away from me and Esperanza if you want to catch these hands.
Yeah. And then Ruben still threatens him.
Yeah. So then it goes, actually, I don't remember that. I'm just saying, yeah. So
he does. Yeah.
So afterwards, Teresa denies sleeping with Mariano to Refugio. But again, who cares? Refugio is being annoying, like always. And then she tells, Refugio tells Teresa that Mariano asked her to relieve him, I guess is the word, of the promise that Refugio forced him to make on her deathbed.
Wait, I don't remember this.
Yeah, so Refugio tells Teresa that, because you remember, I think it was a few episodes ago or last episode maybe, that Mariano asks Refugio.
I remember that. Yeah, I just don't remember Teresa knowing about this at all.
Well, I think she doesn't know about it beforehand, but Refugio tells her now that she made Mariano promise that, and that Mariano asked her to relieve him of that promise.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, so afterwards, Teresa gets home. There's a giant bouquet of flowers because the profe is asking for forgiveness.
Yeah, she's like, you can't just buy my forgiveness with flowers, you piece of shit.
So that Teresa tells the profe that the flowers won't make her regret marrying him. Wow, harsh. I didn't know she said that.
She did. Yeah, she was like, I regret marrying you. You humiliated me in front of everyone. I mean, the talk of the vecindad now. Things like that. And then profe looks like he's about to cry the whole time.
And Teresa's like fake crying during this conversation.
Yeah, but then at some point when he's trying to like ask for forgiveness, she turns away from the camera and then she's like smiles like.
She does her classic evil smile. Yeah, I did.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then they just keep talking about it. So after this, Esperanza is talking to El Dr. Ledesma. She's just talking about being worried and trying to find a place to live. And he offers to help her find an apartment. And then she tells him that she got a letter from a family, blah, blah, blah. The point is that he hugs her like to be comforting because she's like stressed out. And Ruben sees them hugging.
Yes. Yeah. Because this is all at the hospital. Ruben was just there because he was talking to Mariano.
Yeah. So after this, it goes back to the profe and Teresa. They're just talking about the same thing. Teresa tells him that he can't keep bringing up Mariano. And yes, that's true. But then he's like, well, if you wouldn't have hidden the past, then maybe I wouldn't have these doubts. He's like, that's just an excuse for jealousy. And it's like, they're both right.
Yeah, yeah, they are.
She tells the prophet that he hasn't delivered on any of his promises, like the honeymoon and being a part of high society.
That was her fault, not his promise. She literally created the drama that happened at the wedding, and that's why she didn't have the entrance into high society. That was out of his control. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not his fault. And so after their like argument / I don't know, discussion, he asks her to be a partner in his firm. So then it goes back to the hospital, and Ruben is like seething with anger. He's watching Esperanza and the Dr. Ledesma walk away, and he tries to follow them. Oh, this part was funny. He tries to follow them, but then Magda.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she stops him. I don't know if she like gets in front of him or in his way. She's like, you can't go in that room.
What room is he trying to go into?
I don't know, but also what kind of hospital lets random people in? Who let him in?
Well, like prior to COVID, there was less. You could walk into certain floors of a hospital without saying you were there to visit someone.
Really?
Yeah. Like the main floor of a hospital, you could walk in.
Yeah. And then you check in with security. You'll tell them why you're there. Then they tell you what floor to go to. But sometimes past that, it's like they have to badge you in or let you in.
Yeah.
So yeah. I guess it's just different in this particular hospital where anybody can just walk in.
True, true,
or
yeah.
Or he made up some excuse, I don't know. So it goes back to the profe and Teresa. Teresa tells him that being partner is not enough, that he needs to show her that he trusts her, which is understandable, right? She tells him that Paloma needs to understand that she is his wife now and that he needs to stop talking to her. Or he needs to stop her, I mean, I guess from, I don't know.
Stop talking to her, stop the relationship, even if the business relationship.
Oh, that's right, because they have a...
something.
Like he helps out with her nonprofit or some shit.
Right. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, so then they make up. Next, we see Gumberto breaking into La Madrina's house.
Who the fuck does that? He's like, he just walks in, he's getting himself coffee. She doesn't even live there. Well, I guess she goes back and forth between La Vecindad and Teresa's house. But she's with Teresa, like she's not even there.
Yeah, and Esperanza thinks somebody broke into the house, which he did. And she throws something at him. She's like, what the fuck are you doing here? And then she's like, why are you even looking for Juana if you have a girlfriend? Fair, you know?
Yeah.
What the hell is he doing?
Being an ass.
Next, Luisa and Teresa are talking. They talk shit about Paloma. Teresa says that through Martin, Paloma is trying to drive a wedge between her and Aurora, but she's actually doing that herself.
The wedge was already there when she told her all that shit about Mariano and then took it back. And then,
yeah,
like, she created this wedge. It's been not there for because years. Of Martin. Yeah.
Until, like, she needed her something, and then she just showed up unannounced and expected Aurora to drop everything and be there for
which
her.
Which no one's going to do that. Right, yeah.
Now. Yeah. Luisa, of course, instead of checking Teresa, is just kissing her fucking ass.
Well, I'm your only friend now.
Yeah. I'm like, Luisa, that's a red flag. Profe and Fernando are talking. He tells him that he's wrong about Paloma, that she's just part of the past, that whatever. He's just talking about his fight. And then Fernando's like, I get it. With a woman like that talking about Teresa.
Again.
Weird.
How does Profe not hear these things and like say, why are you talking about my wife like that? What the fuck?
Like, you have to feel weird about that, right?
Yeah.
What kind of
friend
talks to their friend about their partner, about their friend's partner like that? That's weird.
In this manner. Yeah. This reminds me, I feel weird saying Kyle because you know Kyle, but people don't know Kyle. So my husband, he was at work.
Yeah.
And one of his coworkers, they were like, don't you think my girlfriend's hot? And Kyle was like, no. I was like, how do you even continue a conversation? Yeah, exactly. But this is Fernando, but the opposite. Fernando's like, your wife is super hot, profe. And like, you need to take care of her or I'm going to date her. And profe's just like,
or I'm going to swoop in. After this, Teresa comes down the stairs. She runs to Fernando. They do their weird flirty thing, sexual tension thing. It's so obvious. I don't know how it's no cringe. One else sees it. It's disgusting to watch, honestly.
Yeah. How does Luisa and Profe not see it?
Yeah. And then she talks to herself about Fernando being her backup plan.
Yeah.
If things don't work out with the Profe. After this, Martin, I guess it's Martin, because sometimes I write M. Oh, no, it's Mariano, I think. I write M for Mariano, and I don't know if I did the same thing about Martin.
Damn.
It has to be Mariano, because he's talking to Aurora. No, it is, because he's talking to Aurora about how he finally told Refugio that he's letting Teresa go.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, blah, blah, blah. Not important. Oh, actually, I guess the most important part of this conversation is that Mariano tells Aurora that he is saving money to move out of La Vecindad so he never has to see Teresa again.
Oh, yeah. And then after that, Aida barges in.
Yeah. He brought a laptop to help with the dispensary. I guess they didn't have any technology before that.
I like how she's like, let me see the report. And then she flips through it. Literally does not read anything. She's just flipping so fast. She's like, this needs some work.
Yeah, well, first of all, I see what she's saying. How can you do a presentation without a PowerPoint? Okay, let me see what else. Okay, Esperanza's walking. Ruben finds her in the park because he is stalking her. And then he's like, why are you hugging Dr. Ledesma? She's like, bitch, mind your business. They keep working on the presentation. Johnny, remember, he's selling drugs for Fito unknowingly, tells Fito that his job's going well. And then Fito laughs at him stupid after he Johnny. Leaves. Because he's like, sucker, you're selling drugs for me. You don't even know it. Yeah, so then Esperanza and Ruben keep arguing. She's like, you're crazy, leave me alone. Like, my dad doesn't mean anything to me. Like, she's just like, leave me alone. She calls him trash, that she's not interested in seeing him. We have some random scene with some random kid who overshares with the profe while visiting Paloma. It's weird. Unnecessary.
Oh, God. That kid is like... But if I guess then he's like, you would be a great dad. And this is literally to just bring up it's that weird. He had a son that died at birth so that Paloma can overhear it and start crying again because she's always crying.
She was always crying, yeah. And then she cries even more because the prof is like, we need to stop seeing each other if you don't respect.
And then she's like begging.
We need to move it on. Stop with your commentary, please.
I'm sorry. Well, let me just add on that El Profe, he's like telling her she lied about that Teresa, but she didn't lie.
Oh, and she's not lying. So
she's not lying.
Yeah, it's frustrating. Yeah. We have another pointless Humberto and Juana scene where he grabs her without her consent.
Yeah.
Paloma begs the profe. She's crying that she's telling him she's going to stop trying to create drama. Ruben tells the profe that he's trying to get Mayra's love back. The profe is there to formalize like the paperwork that Teresa is now a socia, which I guess to notarize it. I don't know why they need.
I don't know. I don't know what it does. I don't get it.
Anyway, yeah, nothing makes sense. Teresa is there too, and she's out in the lobby, and I think Aida at some point gets there. They start arguing like always. Aida tells Teresa that she has more experience in being a gold digger than a lawyer. And they just keep arguing. Teresa's like, I made a career out of nothing, bitch.
I mean, she's accomplished in what she's doing. Like, she did her studies.
She's good at her job, and she was good as a student. Yeah.
She's more qualified than Aida, that's for sure.
Oh, for sure. She's just a nepotism child.
Yeah, yeah.
Nepotism higher, I guess.
Yeah.
At some point, Aurora tells Martin about how her mom didn't actually pass away, that she just abandoned the family. He tells him that she's never told anybody that, and then he just, like, asking how he can support her and blah, blah, blah.
Heartfelt moment.
Yeah. Okay, so we have a growth scene involving Teresa, her bear, and the profe.
Yeah, so profe arrives to her house with a giant, to her room with a giant bear. Like, this is for you. He wants it to replace the old bear Mariano gave her.
But before he barges in, she's talking to the bear from Mariano, and she kisses the bear. And she's like, you know that I love you. And it's like, weird. So yeah, he does bring her. Oh, actually, this is where it ends.
Oh my God, how do we get here? Wow.
Wow, I skipped through a lot. Okay, so
yeah,
it wasn't important really. But yeah, so he comes in with the bigger teddy bear and he's like, you can put this one on the chair because it wasn't given to you by the love of your life. And she's like, they can both go on the bed, both equally. And then the profe is like, no cabe duda que eres una niña.
Why?
Disgusting.
Why do they insist on calling grown-ass women?
Why would you
want
to say this
women?
To a grown woman?
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Yes, yeah. It's like if you told, I don't know how old she is at this point, but she has to be like, she's graduated from college, early 20s, mid-20s.
I would say mid-20s.
Latest, right? Yeah. And it's like if you told a woman, a grown woman in her mid-20s, there's no doubt that you're a little girl. That's weird.
Yeah.
Why would you say that? And then they start making out. She tells the profe that she wanted to get him a gift too, but nothing was good enough. And he's like, the best gift you can give me is a son. And he specifically says a son. And it's like, first of all, you don't know what gender you're going to have.
Exactly.
Or sex,
yep.
It's just all around gross. All around gross. First, you call her a little girl. Then you're like, give me a son. Disgusting. And she's like, the fuck? And he's like, yeah, I want to get you pregnant right now. And she's like, no, I'm not having a kid with you. And then the episode ends.
And
right
he
then.
Is so shocked.
Dramatic music. And who has conversations about when to start having kids or trying for kids like that? I want you to have my son right now. Like, that's weird.
Yeah, it's so out of nowhere. They were just in the middle of a fight. This is not how you... First of all, you should be discussing when you're going to have kids before you get married.
That too, yeah. And why right after a fight? Like,
oh, yeah. I was just going to explain to the people how we were running out of time because we didn't upgrade Zoom. You had to cut a lot of time. So, yeah, Zoom is now charging for meetings. They used to be free. So if you start at 40 minutes or as soon as you open Zoom, it starts counting down everything. And so I started recording a little bit after. And yeah, we are running out of time. I guess we were chatting a bit before we started recording.
We didn't know in our defense. We probably wasted like 10 minutes.
Oh, easily, because it's been like 28 minutes and this thing is going to run out in 2 minutes. So yeah, we easily were doing
so nothing. So yeah, this is a short and sweet episode. We talked about the most important things.
We did. We covered.
Is to say we talked shit about the profe and his disgusting, sexist,
self
weird weirdness.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Next episode is going to be a normal length. I think we're going to try and do these monthly. If we can do twice a month, we'll see what happens. But probably not. Oh my God, it's gonna run out of time. Finish this for us.
Mine says 54 minutes. Seconds.
Okay, do the saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, thank you for listening, everyone. And remember, entre ser o no ser.
Tú eres. Bye.
Bye.